Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon.
On KSL News Radio.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
It's a developing story. Law enforcement, community members, and leaders from around our state are rallying around the people of Santaquin after one of their police officers was hit and killed by a semi-truck on I-15 yesterday.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live in Utah County and begins our coverage in the line of duty. Adam?
Well, Amanda, this morning outside Santaquin City Hall, there's a patrol car on the front lawn lined with bouquets of flowers, American flags, cards, stuffed animals. There's also blue and black ribbons tied on almost every tree you can see around here, signs, light posts. Police say the Santaquin officer and a Utah Highway Patrol trooper pulled over a semi-truck early yesterday morning. They say the semi took off, turned around the wrong way, and ran down the officer, killing him on scene. Santaquin Mayor Dan Olson says they've received support from all over the state and will continue to do so for one another in their city.
This loss is one of those difficult times that we will struggle with for some time, and we will do our best supporting each other, loving one another, and loving those men in blue that serve us every day.
Olson says he's gotten calls from people all over the country. Utah Governor Spencer Cox and others have offered their support as well. Other local law enforcement agencies, some of them I've actually seen out here this morning, are also pledging to help cover patrols for the next couple of days as needed. Live in Santaquin, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
That officer's death has shaken the entire police community around the state. We spoke moments ago with Chris Bertram, who is a retired Unified Deputy Chief.
When these days come along, these are ones that you remember, and they hit you hard. And I've been retired 9 years, and these days hit me hard.
Bertram says his heart goes out to the Santaquin Police Department, and he knows the officer's family is going to need support for years to come.
Shantae Johnson knows too well the pain the Santaquin officer's family is feeling. She is the widow of Draper Sergeant Derek Johnson, who was killed in 2013.
They're just feeling the ultimate loss, and I just know that it's going to be hard for her, and we can just be here as a beacon of hope now.
She met with the fallen officer's family and says they are in shock, and the Fraternal Order of Police will be there for the long run to support them.
Another major story this morning is our weather, with rain and snow impacting all of the Wasatch Front. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live from the streets of Salt Lake City with a look at what's fallen so far and how much more we could get. Peter?
Tim, I'm up here at the state capitol, and from my vantage point, I can see a bunch of fog covering up Ensign Peak and most of the Salt Lake Valley. Now, this isn't the only snow on the ground. I can see on the KSL Weather Center's radar that a big blue snow zone has stayed hovering over the Wasatch Front all night.
Alta's got 9 inches from this snow. Olympus Cove up on the bench there, 8 inches. East Mill Creek with 4. Suncrest on top of South Mountain, 4 inches of snow.
That's KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson. He says rain and snow showers are sticking around through the morning, and they're going to pick up again for tomorrow's commute. So get ready to beat the snow this weekend when we could feel 70 degrees. Reporting live from the state capitol in Salt Lake City, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
We do have some power outages this morning impacting around 1,700 Rocky Mountain Power customers, mostly in Davis and Weber counties. The power company hopes to have all the lights back on before 1 p.m.
A group of small earthquakes have been shaking part of northern Utah. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit joins us live with more. Michael?
Tim, this went down yesterday, 16 miles southwest of Tremonton, to be precise. The University of Utah Seismographic Station measured it at a 4.4 magnitude quake. The epicenter was far enough away that there's no reported damage, but some residents did feel the shaking. But what's interesting is that Tremonton experienced a smaller 3.9 magnitude quake the previous day. But these two are just the latest in a series of 19 quakes to hit Utah. Seismologists are still trying to figure out where those took place. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
The Box Elder County Sheriff's Office is asking for help locating a pair of missing 15-year-old twins. Police say Bell and Braden Fernelius both disappeared last month, but on different days. A photo is available on our website, KSLNewsRadio.com. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact the Brigham City Police Department.
First look traffic, right back to Andy Farnsworth.
Well, we still have that huge delay from Utah County into the Salt Lake Valleys from 2100 North Lehigh to Bangor Highway. It's going to take you 45 minutes. We still have the two right lanes of the freeway blocked. That's why we haven't gotten any better. If you want to get out of Utah County, Redwood Road's not going to be any better. It's backed up from Main Street all the way up almost to Camp Williams. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.